Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Nacho Tuesday. And today we have two Andys. So I hope you can handle it. we have Andy Branson here with K1 Channel Consulting. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, hi, Andy. Thanks for welcoming to this Tuesday event. Thank you.
Yeah, likewise. Last time I saw him was in London. I was there for the first time. So it's great to meet the people you work with in person. So I guess, you know, for the uninformed out there, or uninitiated rather, would you be able to give us a high level review for what channel K1 Channel Consultants does?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, K1 is sort of like a pioneer in fractional partnerships, and we really support SaaS companies in the establish, build, and grow phases, sort of drive partnership revenue. So really, what does this mean? We effectively have built a range of accelerators, which cover channel sales strategy. We actually build the partnership programs, and we're probably one of the few partners to do partner recruitment as a service. We've got over 60,000 partners on our network, so we actively do the recruit, both in sort of like global and international markets, as well as provide fractional partnership resources, as well as sort of best of breed PM solutions as well.
Very nice. Yeah. And you're definitely a great connector too. So Andy's, he speaks true to the word. He's made a lot of great introductions for us too. He's, he's been great at connecting the dots between different partnerships and introducing the right people to talk to each other. So I guess, Andy, what got you to this point in your career? What got you down the partnership route?
Yeah, no, it's a really good question. So look, you can sort of tell by the accent, I'm kind of like, effectively grew up in New Zealand, born in London. New Zealand was very much of a software test bed. So there's a lot of high innovation software. So effectively, I sort of got into partnerships in 2004. I was working for a SaaS, a scale-up company, very innovative big data and analytics company based on the Microsoft platform. And kind of built out a really sort of a successful channel. As around, basically partnered with a lot of ERP companies, and sort of integrated our solutions with those companies, very much like a co-sell model. And also we were partnering with Microsoft, so we were the top sort of three ISVs inside sort of the Microsoft Partner Program. So that was kind of my first experience, and what we saw quite quickly was the how well we're able to collaborate and grow revenue, as well as expand internationally. So we replicated this model across New Zealand, Australia, and the States as well. And considering we're quite a small company, team of about 50 people, it was a really sort of successful way to sort of go to market. And I really enjoyed it. I was kind of a sort of fell into it, a bit of a natural, and then I've just sort of continued from there.
Definitely good with people. So I guess, partnership led growth is a major initiative that a lot of companies are looking to roll out right now, especially with the cost per acquisition going really high for SaaS and other types of companies. What in particular makes channel partnerships such a key strategy for companies looking to grow their business? And in particular, what makes it so effective?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think obviously there's a couple of main points. With partnerships, you can access other companies' resources, and that really fuels innovation, right? So it'll effectively allow innovation from a product perspective. It'll give you maybe sort of industry verticals that you can actually effectively develop, right, or develop your solutions. It's a fast way to accelerate revenue. Business partners who effectively will partner with you successfully will endorse you to their customers, both in local and international markets. So it's a really cost-effective way to really expand your growth. But as well, when you're partnering with companies and you're bringing multiple resources together and you're building that team, it's often a stronger value proposition.
Yeah, definitely. Your partners are, they could teach you a lot too, right? So they'll, look at your product, give you advice on it potentially to get better, fit with their customers as well. And, it's extremely cost effective, right? So a lot of companies are able to kind of grow together. So one of our marketing ethos over here at Nacho Nacho is a rising tide raises all boats. And the reason for that is that, you know, as we promote and support our partners and vice versa, we're kind of growing the overall net value for both of our companies. So that's been a major initiative over here. We've, you know, had great partners like you as well. And, you know, look forward to continuing to promote your company as well as many others and spread the good word there. So I guess, what are the challenges of developing a partnership strategy, especially in the early stages for a company? And yeah, how can you support them too?
Yeah, no, it's a really good question, Andy. I think, look, for SaaS companies, they've got a lot to think about, right? With including, you know, building your product, getting product market fit, you know, building your direct sales team, you know, acquiring those initial customers. So when you get to partnerships, it's often quite tricky, especially from building from scratch, which really sort of referenced the established phase, because companies are effectively often don't have the knowledge on how to build partnership programs from the ground up. Often CEOs will come from a direct sales, or maybe effectively they'll be, you know, they'll be the developers of the product, right? Which is absolutely normal. So common challenges are lack of knowledge and resources. A lot of, you know, partnership managers out there are often very, very skilled, but they don't come with maybe, you know, 5 or 10 years experience in setting up partnership programs from scratch. And as well, there's a lack of fractional partnership consultancies that are really effectively you know, really designed to support this whole process. And that's why, you know, really I've done a few of the, you know, partnership program setups and for, you know, again, from a starting position. And I thought, look, there's got to be a better way to do this. And so really, like, you know, if you're talking about, you know, you're wanting to build your partner program, you know, build all your assets, recruit partners, put all the systems in place, often this is, you know, 4 or 5 or different roles, and this is often given to one role in that initial sort of phase, which is incredibly challenging. Yeah,
I could certainly see that, and hence the word fractional, right? So instead of trying to hire those 5 different roles, a lot of companies, especially if they're just in the early stages of developing a partnership program, it's better to work with a company like yours where they can basically you get 5 people in one on a fractional basis as an extension of your team, as opposed to, you know, trying to hire a bunch of, you know, frankly, people that you might not understand the processes for what you're looking for and how to really manage those new roles if you've never done it before. So working with an expert like you guys could really help, you know, shortcut your way to a successful strategy for building partnerships.
Yeah, exactly. And what we come across often is that, you know, it's the established phase, it's the initial phase, which is often the hardest because, you know, you're having to cover, you know, roles like partnership director. You're looking at your partner program build, right? Which is often, there's not a lot of resources to access. Then you've got the recruitment element, right? Which is effectively, you know, we put often teams of 4 resources just on that recruit piece. Then you've got sort of partner onboarding, and then you've got selling with partners. So if you look at all of that initial phase, it's really, really hard for SaaS companies, and we recognize that. Mm-hmm. So once you sort of, you know, effectively get up sort of past that initial established phase, you've got the structure, you've got your first sort of 10 partners on board to 20, and you're driving revenue, it actually gets a lot easier.
Definitely. And resources kind of play a big part of that too, right? So having like video content or, you know, other material that you could provide to your partnership people to help support the sales process, correct?
Yeah, and this is sort of where we've especially for SaaS companies in the early phase, you know, we really look at sort of that referral or co-sell motion. So, you know, if what we try and do is that once you onboard various partners, then you've got a methodology to sell with those partners. And if you're co-selling, you know, from a SaaS company's perspective, it's often really effective because a lot of companies now would, you know, and especially your partners would prefer you to co-sell, right? Your partnership program is only growing, which is different from resell. And there's clever ways to then be able to then execute that, which can leverage your existing commercial resources. Or from a fractional perspective, we can sort of balance that partner manager versus partner sales manager role so you can execute, especially in that initial phase.
Definitely. So since you've developed and worked with a lot of these programs, what are some of the common challenges that you hear from, you know, say CEOs, SVPs, you know, sales leaders within organizations that might be rolling out a partnership strategy for the first time?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, the common, I guess the common sort of feedback that we receive is, look, we just don't have the resources, right? Or again, we just don't have the resources or knowledge, right? So, and effectively, that's extremely common. Or we get to the position where, you know, there's been an attempt at the, you know, to drive partnerships and drive revenue, but the wrong partnership types have been basically started. Often companies, you know, may start with basically executing against a reseller tier, but don't have a partnership program in the background. So lack of knowledge, and also as well, the other common the other common theme is there's just a lack of support, right? So there's a lack of companies out there in the market that are known that actually can actually come in and help SaaS CEOs and revenue leaders, not just formulate the strategy and do an advisory role, but also effectively help with the execution, but, you know, reduce the complexity. So resources, lack of support, right? And lack of knowledge is some of the common themes. Yeah,
and resources too. Just you know, when you're hiring an internal team, they might have their relationships, but you know, like a company like yours, you already have, I mean, as a fractional, you have a ton of different relationships out there, all kind of working together, building your network out. So there's a multiplier effect, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. And sort of with our model, I mean, we're very partnerships focused ourselves. So again, with, you know, if you look at it from, we've got a range of very experienced, you know, 20 to 30 year plus experienced partnership executives, right, at a very, very high level that can sort of come in and provide that sort of advisory or as well do an execution role. And also we're building a team of fractional resources that can also then do the actual execution. The other thing that we're focusing on this year, especially in the North American market, is building relationships with other fractional companies. So we're partnering with CRO and CMO companies. So we're sort of bringing sort of other resources, really to the ecosystem and the value to SaaS companies. But really, look, there is a simpler way in setting up your partnerships program, and we're really here to help to do that. Yeah.
Very cool. And I guess I kind of want to expand on, you mentioned there's a couple key roles, right, for a partnership program to really be effective. Would you possibly want to expand on some of those roles and specific roles and what those people do that you kind of offer as like a bundled service for companies?
Yeah, no, it's a really good question. So I think if you look at it from, you know, the channel sales strategy or looking at kind of that partnership director role, we provide that. So we help companies set up the strategy and really phase the development and the establishment of your partner program. So that takes quite a senior role. That sort of then flows into the build of all your sort of partnership sort of infrastructure, if you like. So we've got resources that are very good at building partnership programs from scratch. We've got a lot of the assets as well, so you can effectively rapidly build, you know, the different stages of your partner program, whether it's referral, co-sell, reseller, white label. The other key role, which is very resource intensive, and we're probably one of the few fractional partnerships companies to have this service, is that we have what's called partner recruitment as a service. So we have like 60,000 partners in our network, a very well-defined service so that we effectively work with you to identify your ideal partner profile and your value proposition for each individual partner profile. But we're able to recruit in any market, really across effectively most SaaS companies in different verticals. We also have a data team so that supports some of the sort of the nuances that we come across. But what that allows SaaS companies to do is then be able to recruit partners and the right partners via our service. And then the SaaS companies have the option whether these partners that we're recruiting, the SaaS company manages themselves, or with our fractional capability, we'll sort of manage the onboarding process and then link with it with the actual sales execution as well. So yeah, the partner recruitment as a service is pretty much a game changer.
Very cool. And when recruiting partners in international markets, obviously there's going to be some challenges with that, including language as a barrier. What other concerns or challenges, I guess, would companies need to consider when rolling out into international markets and building partnerships outside of their own country?
Yeah, look, I think what we tend to start off with is that if you're an English-speaking company, we want to sort of focus on English-speaking markets or know where those countries, you know, have English-speaking as one. But the really interesting thing about partner recruitment as a service, because we've got such a wide global network, if you're, for example, you could be a US company that's wanting to expand to Europe, right, when we have a number of those, right, that are wanting to then grow their channel in America and EMEA or APAC, we're able to sort of apply the same sort of logic, which is, again, which partners you want to recruit, what's the value proposition, and we have that network established already. So I think what the service allows, it allows us to then able to have companies to expand in the local or international markets to drive growth. And, you know, if we are wanting to sort of recruit in specific markets, like, for example, we're actually talking to partners in LATAM, for example, we can actually hire resources that would effectively speak that local language if there's that demand. So there is a way to then also go into sort of like different markets if there is demand there.
That's great. Yeah, I like how you say you got to emphasize on the country, the language and the countries, maybe the cultures that you might understand best to kind of establish like your early footing. And then from there, you could expand into additional markets by working with local experts and, you know, utilizing a company like yours to kind of find and hire those people. Because a lot of times it might not even be the language, it's the cultural norms. It's the way they operate, the way they like to do business. It's, you know, even relationships on the ground, you know, which you know, a lot of people kind of like to work, you know, kind of with people that they've worked with in the industry for a while, and they tend to be more hyper local. So it's definitely good to get these type of people on the ground over there. Oh, Andy, your voice cut off. Oh, Andy, I think your voice cut off. For some reason, I can't hear you. Let me see here.
Is that better now?
Oh, there we go. He's back.
Sorry.
People don't want to hear me by myself for too long.
that's all good. And I was going to say, look, what we've been establishing partnerships over the last 12 months. So this is just sort of dovetail into your question. We actually have resources in Europe that provide channel sales as a service. So a company called Channel Creator, who are really fantastic. So they have that local knowledge. So if you're a US company and you're wanting to sort of expand in Europe, you can work with us to sort of like, you know, drive your sort of partner recruitment or beef up your partner program. But we have a local company in Europe that does that channel sales as a service. But also, conversely, we've got a lot of British companies that are wanting to expand into North America. And from that perspective, we have, a lot of resources around the CRO and CMOs in North America that also do advisory and execution. So, which, as you say, you've got to have the local market knowledge and resources, and this is a way that companies can sort of leverage that, and you know, get, you know, the fractional approach definitely works in that instance. Yeah,
definitely. Anything else exciting for your company this year? Any new initiatives that you guys are working on, or trends that you see within the industry that people should be aware of?
Yeah, I think from a trend perspective, we're seeing a lot of companies looking to effectively, you know, grow with partnerships, right? So we're getting a lot of, I think, a lot of interest, especially from our rapid accelerators. And definitely, like, because markets are changing, there's a lot of international expansion. I'm based in London, so a lot of companies this way are looking to expand in North America. But I think as well, fractional The sort of fractional resources approach, or sort of outsourcing various functions at stages, is becoming, I think, more accepted. So I think what we'll see over time is that companies will like to invest in international expansion, invest in partnerships, especially if they're supported, and if they're sort of if it's made a lot simpler. So I think, look, there's a lot of international expansion, but there's a lot of focus on partnerships.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess as a partnership grows, how does K1 Channel Consulting support that growth from partner deal registration platforms down to the partnership assets?
Yeah, no, it's a really good question. We're quite lucky to have two relationships with fantastic PRM companies, both MindMatrix and Kiflo. And effectively, we're in a position now, especially with Kiflo, because we're actually going through their solution provider program, where we can digitally build the PRM solution. So what this means is that we can actually start to structure, if it's your referral co-seller reseller program, we can start building that in the PRM, which is quite it's quite a straightforward process. What this does allows us to do is effectively then build out if we look at your partnership program to recruiting partners, we can build the onboarding process. We can then start to track the deal registration, okay, quite simply. And effectively what you have is going sort of, you can go from sort of zero to a fully managed PRM solution, which we'd call the first phase, right? To be able to then grow and scale. So it's quite exciting for us. Kiflo's effectively also a PRM company that's built for SaaS startups and scale-ups as well, really well priced. I think that's another real benefit for SaaS companies.
Very good. Yeah, because it's way better than managing these relationships over Google Drive with the assets and a spreadsheet for tracking all the names and contacts as their CRM. So effectively, for anybody listening, PRMs are really good at organizing these partnership relationships, using it as a CRM for partnerships, if you will, and allowing you to store your resources there, share those amongst your partners, and it just generally makes a partnership strategy a lot more effective.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting as well, because the PRM company is becoming more simplistic. So it just means that you can sort of digitally build your partner recruitment, or track your partner recruitment, build your onboarding process as well as the deal execution. And we do also have some great partners called Viewpoint. They effectively do partner marketing and communication, which is personalized for companies. So what this means is that, so if you've got a fully established partner sort of ecosystem, but you're wanting to communicate material, right? Or you're wanting to effectively design content and marketing for that specific partner, and our partner Viewpoint does this as well. So again, I think what you'll see is that through the life cycle, it'll get simpler to sort of go from sort of start to into your first phase, but also then to grow and scale as well.
Definitely. So I guess aside from business, are there any favorite books that you're reading this year, or anything that you've read that you'd recommend to other people out there, other business leaders?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a different one. I mean, I've actually read the Jonah Lomu. He was a famous All Black, right? Kind of like a pioneer. And it was a really interesting book, because he was kind of a leader from a not just a rugby player, but from a cultural element. So with the All Blacks obviously being Kiwi, I'm quite interested, but it's more sort of the Kiwi culture, right, and leadership, which is quite interesting. And also I think as well, like K1, the All Blacks are quite pioneering. So I sort of, that's a theme I like to sort of bring forward to the company. Yeah.
Very cool. And I guess what other resources would you recommend for people trying to learn about building a partnership strategy from scratch from day one?
Yeah, I think it's that's an interesting one. I mean, there's a lot more content online. So I think the thing is that you want to search content online, or I think what you'll have in the next couple of years is that there's going to be more training for I think for SaaS companies, we're actually looking at building specific training courses as well over the next sort of 24 months. So, look, I think just read online, but then, you know, reach out to fractional companies and sort of that specialize in the space and just have a chat, right? Because we're all here to help. And I think sometimes it's just, you know, knowing where to go and knowing that you've got people out there to support you. Yeah.
Definitely. E-learning is a big trend, right? Why relearn something the hard way when you could just productize it into a nice little video to onboard and educate your team members and potentially your partners as well as you grow your program?
Yeah, and there's one thing, you know, again, with partnerships, there's been sort of a lack of knowledge, right? There's training for sales, training for direct sales, marketing, and, you know, finance. But there's no sort of like, you know, school really for partnerships, or there's not many of them. So I think you'll see that change over the next, you know, coming years. Yeah,
you can't promote or sell what you don't understand, right?
Exactly.
Great. Well, Andy, I guess what else should people know about your company, and why should they choose your company over, say, another channel consultant partner out there? Aside from what I already know about the company, and honestly, it's been great working with you and all, but for anybody just tuning in now, what would you say about your company and why they should choose you guys?
Yeah, look, I think there's a range of channel consultants in the market. So, you know, and often channel consultants will focus sort of very much at the enterprise level. You know, for choosing sort of K1 or speaking to K1, we really focus with working with SaaS startups and scale-ups. So that's our specialty across any vertical. So there's not too many of us in sort of this sort of niche, if you like. And all of our methodology is about not just kind of advisory, but it's the build and execution work. So that's where it sort of stands us a little bit apart. Plus as well, we've got a range of resources, right, globally now, and very, very senior experienced resources and a you know, seriously good team. So I think we're all quite passionate about supporting sort of the SaaS startups and scale-ups.
Awesome, yeah. yeah, and definitely for anybody watching, the fractional consultants are great because they get you from a zero to start very quickly. Like you mentioned, there's a lot of great relationships that they're already bringing to the table, a lot of knowledge that they've learned by working with many other different clients. So instead of hiring five people out the door to get your partnership going, you could work with companies like K1 Channel Consulting here to get your partnership program set up for success from day one, as opposed to stumbling and learning the hard way too many times.
Exactly. And look, we're all always happy to help. And, you know, you can schedule a sort of an hour call with us and just getting to know what your journey's like and where you are in your journey. And, like, you know, we're really proud to be working with Nacho and supporting your customers. So look forward to some more conversations.
Awesome, Andy. Well, it's been great connecting with you again. I'm going to have to see you out in London again next time I come out there. but I definitely recommend it to anybody. Andy's been a great partner for us. He's referred a lot of business to us as well, too. You know, the guy speaks true to the word. He's a great partnership person. So we've been able to, you know, grow our business with him and other partners that he's been able to bring to us as well. So I highly recommend his services. Check it out today in Nacho Nacho's new services marketplace. We have some of the best in the industries, including fractional consulting services like K1 Channel Consulting. Andy, once again, thank you so much for coming on, and I look forward to connecting with you again.
Andy, always a pleasure. Good to see you. Bye-bye.
Well, cool. That was fun.